Opening March the 9th, Voices of the South presents Sister Maiotis' End Times Hootenanny. That's right, the sister is back with an all-new show, and that's going to be running through the 18th at Theater Works 2085 Monroe. We're also going to be talking about a really fun-sounding anti-burlesque cabaret, whatever that means. But first, Sister Maiotis is in the house, and so it's time to say good afternoon to the sister. Good afternoon, honey.
Well, he's not sister today.
You're just regular old you?
I'm just regular old Steve Swift today.
He's going to be regular Steve Swift today. Well, listen, 2012, was that supposed to be on the Mayan calendar? The world was supposed to end and Sister Maiotis?
I believe so.
Well, why don't we have a hootenanny about it?
Absolutely, absolutely. So that's Sister Maiotis' plan, is to have an end times hootenanny for the young people and really help them understand that the end of time is nigh.
Well, that's no fun. I mean, they're in the prime of their lives and you're telling them that it's all going to be over with soon?
But that can be fun. It can be darkly, richly fun.
So if it's a hootenanny, there's got to be some singing and clapping.
There is singing and clapping, actually. And this show, we are adding, Kermit Metzger is doing live music, and he's actually written some original songs. He's also taken some popular songs and kind of gospelized them a bit. So Sister Ima and Sister Velma, which is Todd Berry is Sister Velma, Jenny Madden is Sister Ima, they will be singing and doing their thing along with Kermit Metzger, who is the church pianist, Brother Virgil Throbbottom. He has a terrible problem with the piles. And with the piles, he sits on a little hemorrhoid donut all the time.
Oh, no.
So Brother Virgil Throbbottom is playing the piano. And so he's come up with some great little ditties, some great little interactive audience things, like you do in kind of hokey pokey Sunday school kind of things that are fun. So it's going to be fun, I think. I think we're gonna start off with a Kool-Aid buffet in the lobby. So we have Kool-Aid and animal crackers and all of the things that you're accustomed to when you go to Vacation Bible School.
Oh, my goodness. So. Maybe, will you sing Little Rabbit in the Woods?
I don't know. We were talking about singing Noah's Arky Arky Ark. Do you know that song, Noah and the Arky?
Oh, my goodness. I'm having flashbacks right now. I went to all the other churches' Bible camps.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, theirs were more fun than the Catholics.
Okay.
So this show opens a week from tomorrow, but it's supposed to open tomorrow. But
well, it was supposed to, originally we were going to open on the 2nd of March, which would be next Friday, a week from tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
Unfortunately, Jerry Dye, who is kind of my collaborator and we've been writing together, and he was originally directing and kind of designing everything, and he's kind of had a family tragedy of mm-hmm. late. So we've had to bring in a new director, Miss Anne Marie Hall, who is more than capable.
Yes,
and
she is.
We're hoping that maybe Jerry Dye will want to come back and play with us if, you know, this all lightens up for him in the end. But for right now, Anne Marie Hall is directing, and we're having a great time together. And but in the end, I decided that we should probably delay opening a week.
Yeah.
So we are delaying opening. We're opening on the 9th. We're going to run through the 18th, but we have added a couple of extra performances in there to kind of make up. So there should be plenty of seats for everybody if they'll just, you know, realize we're only 2 weekends now.
There are only 2 weekends, and you can get your tickets by phone by calling 726-0800. You can get a group rate with 8 people or more, a special $20 group rate for tickets. That's $20 per person.
$20 per person, but they do need to call and arrange that in advance. We're not going to do that at the box office.
Yeah, that's too much trouble.
Well, and we've had issues. People in line that find out someone else is paying less, and, you know.
Well, that can be a problem.
So there you go.
726-0800 if you want to bring a group. You can also get your tickets online at the website, and that's voicesofthesouth.org. So back with a new show, and you know, now some people who may be new to the Memphis area may not know that you took one of your shows to New York.
Right. Sister Maiotis' Bible Camp, we ran during June 2010 mm-hmm. In New York City at Abingdon Theater, kind of off-Broadway run, and had a great time there.
And had a nice reviews.
We did. We had several nice reviews. It was great fun. And so our one criticism of the show in New York is that critics often felt like it should have been a one long act instead of doing an intermission. So with this show, we are taking their advice, and we are we're going to try and do this. It'll be the first one we've done without an intermission, just a slightly longer show and kind of condensing it all a bit.
Sister Myotis is in time suit and nanny. So, you know, if you've been thinking about the end of the world, don't worry about it. I mean, I don't know.
Drink the Kool-Aid.
Drink the Kool-Aid. sing Little Rabbit in the Woods and dance and do the Hokey Pokey, and it'll all not seem so bad. Well, you know, you had now this is the show Friday and Saturday nights at 8 o'clock, and then also Thursdays at 8 with a Sunday matinee.
Yeah, we've added the Thursdays.
Okay. Oh, that's good. And then you have a Sunday matinee at 2, and then Pay What You Can night is the 11th.
That's well, it's actually a buy one, get one free night.
I'm sorry, buy one, get one free.
And we're doing that on Sunday the 11th. Actually have two shows that day. We'll have an afternoon show and then again that evening. And we were hoping, there are so many people in the theater community that have shows going on or rehearsals, and we were hoping that maybe by doing an evening performance that folks could get out and that kind of thing.
Oh, that's a good thing.
So, yeah. And also for the arts community, some folks that are often on a budget, as we all are in the arts, you know, that's when we would do the buy one, get one free night.
You know, I looked right at those words and said something completely different. I don't know how that happens. Buy one, get one free for the Sunday evening, March 11th performance, and that's going to start at 7 o'clock. And this is all on the website, so if you're getting all confused by dates and numbers and times and stuff, you can go to voicesofthesouth.org to see everything written down. Now, we want to talk about another show. This is going to be two nights only, Friday, March 9th and Saturday, March 10th, and it's a late night performance at 10:30. Doll by Myself, written and starring Lauren Scott. Tell us about this show.
Well, you know, I don't know a whole lot about it because I have not been in the rehearsals. I know I've heard bits and pieces. I've heard Lauren rehearsing with Jeff Wood, who is doing the music for her, and Jeff has kind of helped her with the script as well. But basically, it's lots of music. She has had some experience as a waitress working at Coyote Ugly, and so I know that much of this is pulled from her experiences working at Coyote Ugly, and it's a little raunchy, we talk about, you know, it's all about smoke breaks and Russian blowfish and sexism and seduction, sin. But she's going to kind of vamp and, you know, sing some great songs. I think they've kind of reworked some words to some songs. But it's going to be a fun little cabaret show, two nights only on the 9th and the 10th. And we're going to do that late night at 10:30. And that's right after Sister Myotis. So I've been focused on Myotis. And so I'm letting Lauren and them do their thing after us. Trying to keep my nose out of it.
Well, are you worried that people are going to come to Sister Myotis and then they're going to be all free from sin and then they're going to hang around for her show and get corrupted all over again?
I hope not. I hope not. There are many people who will come to my show who may absolutely fall out in a dead faint at Lauren's, I'm afraid. So she may have a completely different audience. And also, because it's at 10:30, I'm thinking she may have a younger, more inebriated audience too.
Well, you know, that never hurts, does it?
I know it. I know. Sometimes.
No, not all the time, just sometimes. So Doll by Myself, late night, Friday, March 9th, Saturday, March 10th, and that's two nights only. Tickets are $10 a person. If you've ever waited tables, much less been down to Coyote Ugly, this will be a lot of fun.
It is, and they're also doing a thing. You can buy in advance at $10, or they're doing something that I'm not quite even sure that I understand at the door, which you can like roll the dice and kind of come up with a ticket price some way, and I'm not even sure how they're doing that.
Huh.
But well, I've heard tell of it.
You've heard tell. Well, your sister, you know, Sister Myotis doesn't believe in gambling.
I know.
No wonder you haven't heard of it.
I know.
Well, so was it we're going to wrap things up in a sec. Was it sort of difficult to get back into her voice, or did she ever leave you?
No, it's not difficult to get back into her voice. For me, I always say that the trick in writing for Myotis is if I can figure out like who the audience is, mm-hmm. because I always have the audience play a character. The last time we did a ladies' meeting, everyone in the audience were ladies. Uh-huh. And once I can kind of get a feel for the point of view of who Myotis is speaking to, then mm-hmm. it kind of comes to me and kind of the kind of subject matters. You know, there was all kinds of fun things that we could speak about in a ladies-only group, you know, sex from a kind of an elderly ladies' point of view, that kind of thing. And likewise, this group is teenagers, and so we're kind of talking about teen issues.
Well, I don't know if this is going to come up since you're talking to teenagers, but I heard tell that that you and Dave Brown have a little love fest happening.
Well, we do have a little love fest. My Otis and Dave Brown have a little love fest. Yes, and I actually ran into Dave Brown a couple of weeks ago with his wife, and she was very excited to meet me since Sister My Otis is the other woman in their relationship.
Look for more on YouTube.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Sister My Otis is End Times Hootenanny, back with an all-new show starting Friday, March the 9th, and running through March the 18th. And that's going to be followed by, for two nights only, March 9th and 10th, Doll by Myself. Steve Swift, Sister My Otis, he's going to be joined by all of the crew from the church. I'm alone and everybody, and it's going to be a lot of
absolutely.
Fun. And we're going to sing and dance and drink Kool-Aid. for tickets, call 726-0800 or go to voicesofthesouth.org.